Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, the biggest issue was you were dealing with a bunch of people that didn't care about what happened.
Yeah, that too.
And that's why that trade went down the way. Like, Vivek wanted a player. He had a GM that probably should have been fired at that moment, but he told the GM, who knew he was going to be fired, make this trade. All right, I'll make the trade, whatever. I don't really care what I get back. I'm not say my problem no more. You want Zach, I'll go get him for a bag of peanuts or whatever that you want. It doesn't matter. You had a bunch of people, Wes Wilcox, all these guys who didn't care about the future of what was going on. So who was going to step in front of the owner and tell him, like, this is how you get it done? Like, there wasn't going to be nobody to do that. Nobody cared.
Speaking of the owner, what do you think it means that, I think it was 2 days ago, against the OKC Thunder, stays for the whole – that man is in his seat all game. I mean, every game, all game, doesn't leave. I think Matt George put the video out there that he was sitting there with Scott Perry the whole entire time and left in the third quarter and didn't return. Like, do you think that means anything?
I don't. No, like, I don't watch Vivek Ranadive game film. So I don't know what his behaviors are from game to game. I know he's locked in. If he gets up and leaves, like, whatever. Maybe he's fed up of watching this basketball team too. I just don't know what him getting up and leaving would mean. He doesn't like the team? Like, cool. Like, most people there don't. But then what?
The thing that I would say is, and to everybody's point is, I don't think he left during puke guy game. Like, he's there all the time for the
whole
game. Well,
he did something else after puke guy.
Well, maybe he was ready to do that again.
Well, there would have been a problem if he did that.
Absolutely. But I don't know what it means outside of he was just fed up with the product on the floor. I'm not saying now we need to make trades today or something. Like, I don't think necessarily that was the case. But it did stand out that he went out and got, like, they all got up at the same time. I don't know what that meant. But they all, like, I used the analogy the other day. If I'm pissed off watching the game, I'm not going to be like, man, I'm pissed off. D-Lo, come on, let's go. I'm going to just get up and leave. Like,
D-Lo.
I'm going to just be like, man, I'm out of here. Like, what am I telling these other two guys, the two guys that work for me, come on, let's go. Like, unless I want to vent or whatever.
Well, what if Scott said, hey, let's go talk?
Could be the case, but that's still
that's what I always think. That's sure, literally sure. What I'm saying.
Sure.
Hey, yeah. Let's go talk. We tried your way. We're gonna try mine.
It's always been Scott's way, at least so far.
It's just so far. That doesn't mean he's got full autonomy. Like sometimes, like I feel
he's got.
I don't believe he has full autonomy until he starts making. Some
Here's the thing, Vivek. We might be out of Vivek players. He liked DeMar. He liked Zach. We might be out. Like he got Buddy. He got all of the little guys that we've always heard so much about. He might be out. There just might not be any more. So he may just be like, hey guys, I'm fresh out of ideas. It's on you now. I don't know.
Cool. I've gone through all the players I like.
Scott Perry telling him, great, let's start with you wearing a suit to the game, pal. We'll see you later. I don't know, man. Oh, Polo, it's a great point. You're right. Kyle Kuzma's still not here. That's a good point. That's my
bad. Go get him.
That's my bad. He took everyone to the back, said, all right, guys, I got one last idea to make this all work. Kyle Kuzma.
Come on, D'Lo. Go get Kyle.
Jesus, man. At least we can laugh at it.
Oh,
laugh
yeah,
at our pain.
That's all we can do. That's all we can do. We can't, we ain't got no say so on how this stuff plays out, man. We just gotta get through it. Whether that's the reloading, rebuilding, whatever. Just gotta get through it and get to the point where we see the winning basketball again.
I just want them to be a top five pick in the lottery. That's where I'm at right now.
That would be fun. I don't know if we can get there though. There's some
Let's not pretend like there isn't potential heartache with that too.
Yeah.
But there's some good prospects this year.
Sure.
Some great prospects this
year.
I mean, there's prospects. To be honest with you, you might get into double digits before you get like, this guy isn't as good as a prospect. Like, they got 10, 11, 12 guys in this draft that look to be pretty good. I don't know if they're Hall of Famers or nothing like that, but they got some really good players in this draft deeper into the lottery than normal.
If I'm Kings fans, I would watch a lot of ACC basketball this year. Let's just put it that way.
I don't think I've ever seen this many seats available for a Sacramento Kings game before.
Mm. How much are they rolling right now?
Lower level, you can get for $150. Let me go all the way down by the Kenny seats. It's three rows up. Kenny would never. Oh, those are still expensive. Well, expensive relative.
You go on one of the secondary sites right now, you get it for $45. It's a lower level.
Well, you can get in the Drew the Local guy seat. So go to the secondary sites because you can get in the Drew the Local guy seat for $43.
Ooh,
hey. That's on Ticketmaster though. That's on Ticketmaster.
There's a KC seat about $63 tonight.
KC.
Wow.
It means right there on the court, Kenny.
Wow.
I don't think it's right there on the court, but it says row A. So.
Don't act like you don't know what we're talking about. We saw you there again last night.
I want to be like Kenny when I grow up.
Boy, what are you talking about? I was far from the damn courtside last night.
Hmm.
Far from it.
Yep, I found a $23 seat for tonight.
Lower level.
No.
Oh.
But it's not the local guy seat either.
Another, you've referred another name, by the way, Trey Young. That's another. Vivek guy that he loves.
Well, that's what I'm talking about earlier when I said he ain't running the show. Scott doesn't like him.
Yeah.
And they allegedly had an opportunity.
Scott was like, allegedly. Yeah.
Allegedly.
You want to touch on Sac State before you go? We were talking about that during the commercial break, man. That was a nice little ball game from those guys last night. They took first loss of the season.
Yeah.
But a great performance from UC Santa Barbara. But yet, even in a loss, Sac State continues to be all over the basketball in social media channels.
Yeah.
No, I'm impressed with Sac State. I UCSB, as Casey was saying in the break, is a good little mid-major. I think they'll make the tournament this year. They have some guys on that team that have playoff or have March Madness experience. A guy like Aiden Mahaney, who played for UConn last year. So that's a good little squad right there, and I was impressed with them. When it comes to Sac State, Mikey Williams finally showed, you know, how good he could be. I think there was a post-game quote from Joe Davidson, our good guy, Joe D at the Sac B, who said that Mike Bibby has taught Mikey really how to work his game off of a pick and roll and a pick and pop, and how it's transformed his game a little bit and continues to mold it better. 30 points for Mikey last night. Bear Cherry almost had a double-double. Guy that I'm really keeping an eye on, though, I am really impressed with, is Prophet Johnson. Mm-hmm. Prophet, or PJ as they like to call him, has been playing some really good lights out offense. I think the biggest question for this team moving forward is how well they play defense. If they can play defense at least a high level for half the game, offensively they're going to be fantastic. Like, I have no question about it. And when you look at the Big Sky, I'm still sitting there and saying, I think they can run the table in that Big Sky conference and at least get a 1-3 seed in that conference tournament. But I'm impressed. The biggest thing I'm impressed, though, and KC, you've been there. I've yet to be there yet. And I don't know, Dame, if you've been to a game. But I am impressed with Hornet Pavilion and just the crowds that have been showing up for these games. I'm excited to see, you know, when it gets to a really, really big game, especially when a conference play comes, how much of a home field advantage or home court advantage that takes for Sac State. But they have some really good non-conference games coming up. I think Baylor on the road they have. I believe maybe UCLA on the road in a couple weeks. Those might be losses, but I still think those games really are going to tell how great this team is. And I'm intrigued with Mikey Williams. If that dude stays healthy, that guy can get a bucket wherever he wants to on the court.
Yeah, he's getting more and more comfortable with each game. We talked about it a little bit last night, Jake. No shader.
It was Sunday night. Last night was Tuesday.
Well, no, we talked last night.
Oh, did you? Oh, I thought you was talking about Sports Sunday. No, I got you too. That day off got you too.
JC and I were out wondering this. Dame, 8 o'clock start last night. What time did you go to bed?
Oh, the second the game ended. The absolute second it was over. And I struggled like about midway through that fourth quarter. I was not.
Okay, so you were your one eye open, one eye closed, basically type of thing in bed?
No, I was in bed. I had it on the computer with the AirPod in my ear. But, yeah, okay. It was just a lot of just jotting stuff down at 10 o'clock, just begging for it to end.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, Casey. Sorry, that's
awful. No, you guys are funny. No, you got jokes. It's fine.
We were right. We were asking in the third quarter. I think Dame's probably asleep by now. He's like, yeah,
close to it.
No. If the beginning of the fourth quarter had been the end of the second, I'll watch it in the morning. But it was I thought it was a fun game to watch until the start of the fourth. And it's like I just want to go to sleep.
Went all bad at that point.
Yeah,
went all bad. No, Jake, I was just gonna say we had talked about this is probably. This is the best Sac State basketball team in a long time. I don't know what that means. I'm not like guaranteeing they get to the tournament. But, I mean, in the last 5 to 8 to 10 years, this is the best men's Sac State basketball team they've had. So we'll see if that's enough to, like you said, get them a top 3 seed in the Big Sky and make a run for the tournament.
Jake, we'll see you tonight.
We'll see you tonight. And then, guys, guess what? Both of you on Sports Sunday.
Let's go,
Red
baby.
Red Zone chat is over, baby. We're going live at 7 o'clock.
Let's go, baby.
We don't have any high school kids this week. We're so excited, all right?
We're ready. Appreciate you as always, Jake. Thank you, my man.
Hey, go Patriots.
All right.
Oh, shut up. For goodness sake.
Drake May for MVP.
Okay, goodbye.
See you later.
These stupid Patriots are talking about, I got a Drake May jersey today. Get out of here, man. We'll come back. There's more Kings basketball. It's Wednesday. James will be with us at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. It's Dilo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
I was gonna. I'll be at the game tonight. If you're pulling up to the Golden One Center, look for the Westfield Galleria at Roseville tent. You could come through. You could win prizes. All you got to do is scan a QR code. You can win prizes instantly. You also enter to win a $250 gift card. We're giving out 25 of those over the course of four games during this season. There's going to be a hot shot activation on the court. It's pretty dope. Scan, play, win, and look for Westfield Galleria at Roseville and me. Tonight at the Golden One Center, Katie wanted to come tonight's game. I said, that's perfect because the next game is like the next one I'm doing. This is the Lakers game. So that's not going to be really an easy ticket to get. So I was like, let's look to see, you know, what it will cost to get you into the Atlanta Hawks on the second night of a back to back. Of course, the season going the way that it did. We were just talking to Jake about seats that are available for tonight's game. Jesse mentioned the secondary site. So I went to SeatGeek.
Yeah.
I didn't realize in the $22 ticket that I was looking at, it's actually $14 for the ticket and $8 worth of fees.
Oh, man.
It's a $14 ticket to see the Sacramento Kings tonight. Mm. And Drew, the local guy, will still be sitting behind you. Damn shame, man. It's a damn shame.
Hey, man, it is affordable to see the Kings right now. I don't know if you want to go see them, but it's affordable.
Well, I mean, sometimes we take for granted, oh, just showing up at the Golden One Center. That's what we do. Like, I'm sure there are plenty of people who have not been to the Golden One Center. There are plenty of people who have not seen the Sacramento Kings play basketball. So there are plenty of people who haven't been inside that arena. So here's your chance.
You can see Anthony Edwards for a cheap ticket coming up.
Yeah, probably.
Devin Booker.
Yeah.
Don't want to be too dramatic about it, but I saw a cool little tweet. There's a sign in Lambeau Field, I think, as you're going in the tunnel, as you're a player.
Okay.
And it's a big sign that says, today is somebody's bucket list.
That's dope. That's a great sign.
Kind of reminds you, like,
that's a great sign.
Go out there and play. Like, this is maybe the one time somebody gets a chance to see a football game in this storied stadium. Like, go treat it that way.
But that's awesome.
Yeah,
I don't know if
that would be in the Golden One Center.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what sign are we gonna put in Golden One?
Well, yeah.
Less people are showing up each game.
Well, today somebody was giving these tickets.
Yeah.
Today someone paid $14 for this ticket. But to be fair, well, the Garden. Would there be any NBA arena that's a bucket list arena? Like, Lambeau has, like, a lot of history attached to it. Like, I don't think, you know, it used to be Staples. What is it?
Crypto.
Thank you. Like, is that, like, I don't think that that doesn't even have the prestige I think that the Forum does. Like, I want to go to the Forum. I've never been there.
Right.
The Garden does. Does any other basketball arena have that?
No, it's more like bucket list is for the players. Like, you want to see LeBron or Giannis or Jokic.
Okay,
that's the bucket list in the
there
NBA.
You go.
Yeah, for the NBA, it's more of that, like Curry. I want to see. Hell, my son, he told me, I just thought about what he actually said. It's like, all right, son. He's like, I ain't even had a chance to see my GOAT. You got to go take me to go see my GOAT before he retires. Yeah, settle down, son.
Oh, he's talking about LeBron.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that little punk-ass kid was talking about LaMelo. I was about to say, hey, this has gone too far. way too far.
Hey, talk about Bron.
Okay. That's a smart man, Reese, right there.
Yeah, settle down.
Let's get him out here to see the king.
Settle down.
Why don't you take him?
I'm going to take him. I'm going to take him, but the whole GOAT on it, like, all right, man. Did you see Jordan on NBC?
Hit the button.
Did you see Jordan on NBC?
Reese and his dad seeing his favorite team.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Where is it? Right here.
Okay, Lakeshore.
There you go.
The hell? Neither one of us like them.
No, where's Reese this? Going to see his GOAT with playing for his dad's favorite team. Excuse me.
Okay.
We don't even know that that's favorite team. Well, the next time Reese pulls up, if he still talks to you, because he might not, he's very shady that way, ask him where he's from.
Well, I've heard he's from L.A.
Oh, yeah. And he'll tell you.
He'll let you know.
I'm from L.A. My parents moved.
Who's his baseball team?
I don't even know. Oh, good question. That's right.
And he's a Niner fan.
That's right. Take what I can that get. Was a battle, right? It was because the missus is Cowboys.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Correct.
And you fought tooth and nail to keep him away from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to do what I had to do.
Mama, don't let your baby grow up to be a Cowboy.
I had to do what I had to do.
You said Reese is a 49er fan?
Yes.
Which sport does Reese like watching the least? The Jazz just throw you these? The one that you didn't care about?
Nah, I mean, you don't really watch. That's the problem. You don't watch a lot of sports. You'll play them, but he don't sit there and watch. He'll watch basketball.
He's probably at that age where he doesn't want to sit around and watch all day.
Yeah. He keeps up with
Adam Silver
stuff. Like
he does it the Adam Silver way.
But he don't really sit down and watch. He'll watch basketball more than anything, but he don't watch football, and he definitely don't watch baseball.
Did he get to meet Mikey the other night?
No, he tried to a bunch of times. He kept because
Mikey.
No, that's literally what
Mikey.
He was because we were courtside, so his thing was we were when I'm there.
Oh, we saw it.
Yeah, I'll say it.
There's photographic evidence. You can't deny it.
His whole thing was during a free throw, you know, Mikey's a point guard. He'd be hanging out in the backcourt. He'd have a conversation with Mikey when somebody else is taking a free throw. And he was getting flustered because every time there was a free throw, Bibby would always call Mike over.
Come on,
said,
Mike.
Bro, what are you doing? Man, I'm never going to talk to Mikey. And he never talked to Mikey.
Oh, the play, coach.
Got it. Got to get him courtside again.
Real quick, was I tripping last night? Well,
probably.
Two things.
Okay.
Was Sixers Celtics not on NBC?
Yeah,
last
that
night?
Was frustrating. So the way I understand this is that we're only going to get the Pacific Time primetime game. Like we don't get like
the coast doesn't mean nonstop.
I was going on YouTube TV. It's like, oh, I don't get Channel 3 anymore. It's like, no, I got to go to Peacock for that.
I don't get Channel 3 anymore. That's crazy. No, YouTube's just cut everything off. You know what I saw this morning? But what an ending to that game, by the way. What an ending to
they've all been like
was
that.
Was it Heat Sixers? The alley-oop?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wiggins got that, yeah.
He Cavs.
Donovan Mitchell hit a shot right before that, yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy. And then the alley-oop. So, yeah, I was a little confused by that.
So, just as Paul George is ramping up, now Joel has to ramp down.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Mm. Good luck, Joel.
Yeah. But, yeah, I was confused by that. And then I was on Twitter, and I kept seeing everybody saying, oh, man, Kings – back on NBC, first time since 2002. And then I saw the clip. It was like, Marv Albert did the intro. And I was like, oh, all right, Marv. All right, damn, Marv is on there. Okay. First of all, it sounded like me doing an impression of Marv Albert.
Oh, geez.
That's what it sounded like. Then second of all, did you guys see this? Did you see the intro?
I didn't. I tuned in when the starting lineup started.
Okay.
It wasn't the best intro, maybe.
Yeah, I was like, so did you see it? I was like, hey, Marv, relax.
This team has been going through it for the last 20 years.
I said, bro, who wrote this? Calm the hell down. You were excited at first, and then it got disrespectful.
Oh. It was a conversation on Twitter I saw.
Oh, so they was talking about
that. Yeah, it was noticed on Twitter.
I said, come on, man, what the hell is this? It was a little disrespectful for Marv, man. I appreciate that.
Local guy might have it.
Local guy might have it.
Yeah, I think I saw that's where I saw
and,
it.
No, NBA on NBC too. They got it. They got
oh,
it
do they? Sure. Okay. Yeah. Okay. We'll talk. God damn it!
I thought the Kings at 8 o'clock was great. By the way, yesterday. I didn't
really?
Hate it. I didn't hate it. It's late. It's late, but I didn't hate it. Yeah. I didn't hate it. Like, I'm laying down watching the game. I was chilling. Yeah,
I did not enjoy
Once it got to double digits and the game was over, I was like, all right, I'm going to sleep. It was fine.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't know what to say, man. I didn't enjoy it.
I'll take sports all day if I can get it.
It's
Marv Albert gets you set for Nuggets Kings. Wow, what a bizarre set, right. Statement that is.
Yeah, this all right,
let's see what we got here. NBC. Yep.
Okay, here we go. The Sacramento Kings can trace their franchise origins back to 1923.
Jeez.
Further than any other NBA team.
Yeah, okay.
They won the NBA title as the Rochester Royals in 1951.
Hang on. 1 second.
Look at that history.
So, no. That's what an NBA team looked like when the Kings won? That's... Was the league integrated? Are they holding beers? Is that what I'm looking at? And what is that guy at the end doing? Because that looks like a Black Power salute. I could be wrong, but this is the new rule. If this is what the league looked like when the Kings won the title, it doesn't count.
Wait, how many titles are you taking back from the Celtics
we can't give
well,
it back.
Well, you at least had Bill Russell.
Yeah, we can't give it back, though. That's all we got. Can't give it back.
All right. Well, just know this is what you're repping right here.
Well,
pal.
I'm not repping it. I'm just saying we can't give it back.
Casey, who's your favorite player in this picture right here?
The
Bucky. Because one of those guys' names is
Davies.
Bucky.
Shout out Davies.
It's Davies.
It's my boy
Davies. Two free tosses, break tie, and closing seconds of Thriller.
Free tosses. Free tosses is crazy.
This is terrible. Look at that team. They're wearing.
Oh my god! They got belts.
They got fam.
Bro, they got belts.
Bro, these are dodgeball uniforms.
Crazy.
Why do they all look like Robin in the Batman and Robin?
Oh, that's a good call. That's a good call right there.
Man.
Oh, man. But shout out to Marv, though. He's giving us history. Like,
it's history.
It's history. You know what I'm saying? We feel, hey, this is great, man. Marv, talk about the Kings and the history. Press play. I want to hear more.
Rochester Royals in 1951.
Wow.
What did you get Marv some tea?
They're the Kings without.
Hey.
They have not won a playoff series in over two decades.
Bro, what?
Their world appearance inside of that was in 2023.
What the hell?
Same year, the Denver Nuggets finally won their first championship, led by Nikola Jokic.
That's it on the Kings. That's how you did
it. I told you.
Bro, what the hell was that?
Okay, first of all, that was so disrespectful. Look at what he did to Domi.
He gave him a haircut.
He might as well have called him a bitch when he did that. Look at that. That is absurd.
He gave that boy a haircut.
And he did it on purpose, too.
Now a three-time MVP.
Yeah, that was it on the Kings.
I told you, Marvin just said, yeah, these guys have been through it for about 20 years. Still going through it. Nuggets are here.
Hey, can I look at the face of the league right there? That's the face of the league. That is the best player in professional basketball.
That picture on the right is, we're still doing this?
He looks like Gunther's tag team partner.
That is him.
I'm sorry. I just can't get over this.
The Kings started in Rochester.
Can I tell you something? You sound more like Marv Albert than Marv Albert did.
Who do we think the best player is here?
Davies.
Am I bugging? Is this look at how marked this picture is so old. It's marked and they couldn't get a clean version of it. The Seagrams?
I'm looking them up right now.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I was very upset.
I'm sorry.
They were a semi-pro team.
Davies' free tosses are killing me.
When they went to the footage, I said, wait, what the hell's going on here?
Champions of basketball world. So just make sure we got this right. The first highlight they show is Robert Ory.
Yeah, it's like they show the flag.
No Jason Williams.
Like, oh, yeah, the Kings are back.
And then Robert Ory.
Not even Vlade getting the rebound.
And then they're walking into, haven't won in 20 years. The last time they were in the playoffs, they got eliminated by the Warriors.
They could have shown a Jay Will pass. They could have shown Mike.
And if we're showing low lights, like, you should have just did Draymond stomping on Sabonis for that one.
I was pissed when I finally saw that.
They went straight from Rochester to Robert Horry.
Bro.
That was pretty bad.
Marv, you my boy. How could you do that? How could you do that, Marv?
That was pretty hurtful.
Well, it's the producers who did them dirty.
Well, Marv could have stepped in. He said, I had good times in Sacramento.
Yeah, he doesn't remember them, though. He's probably not here.
What's the
best highlight?
What's the line that this is before who he is now? What Ye said, what he said, got a little freaky at the hotel. Yes, Marv Albert.
Yeah, Marv.
Marv was getting it in.
Is Marv the fella who bit someone?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
freaky Marv. At the hotel.
What's that weirdo sportscaster that bit somebody?
Marv Albert.
See, that's it. See, you didn't even see that episode.
No, that's the super fans. I haven't seen the super fans. I haven't seen the super fans.
It's the regular episode.
It's a super fan. We'll be coming soon enough. We'll be coming here to talk about that instead of the
funny thing. Well, the funny thing is, if that Marv Albert story dropped today, no one would care.
No.
If he bit someone?
No, yeah. Like, if he was wearing women's clothing and was, you know, nibbling on his partner.
Wait, that was part of it too?
Yeah. No, I'm telling you, I don't think anyone would care.
I just heard he bit somebody.
Got a little freaky at the hotel. Hey, like Marvin. Yes. That's what he said. Got a freaky at the hotel like Marvin. Yes.
If the Kings were playing better, we wouldn't be talking about Marv Albert buying people right now.
No. No.
Yeah.
Damn. I don't know. Look, I don't know when we're going to see good basketball from the Kings. I'm talking about years from now. Get ready. Buckle up. Kings fans, buckle up.
This city's defining moment is that effing shot. That's tough. It says something about Kings fans, man, because they still here.
Yeah, man.
Well, the ones that didn't defect to San Francisco, they're still here.
They still riding. Yeah, they still riding. We still trying to.
And it appears their resolve is going to be tested again.
What is the right path, I guess, to getting it back on track? Is it because
one? Well, that's the right path. A dedicated one that's going to take time, and everybody understands that.
Looking at it right now, too, because like I was a fan of the John Morant move when we were talking about it, but like just now at this point, it's like, is that really what this team needs? Do they just need to get to the draft and finally get the right guy?
I mean, yes, but it's all encompassing.
You need all of the above.
Yeah, it's all encompassing. So it's getting John Morant isn't the key piece. It's not the finishing piece. It's a piece. You need to get a job. You need to find one or two really good players in the draft. You need to find the complementing players around whoever you draft and the star that you bring in. Like it's all a puzzle, and each piece represents getting closer to the completion of the puzzle. But it's not going to be one giant piece that's going to fill in the whole picture. It's a couple of different pieces.
And you got to add after John stuff. I just wonder, like, just the concerns, like, doesn't play much. Is that just what the Kings need to look at right now? Or, like, literally, is it just kind of play the season out, end up where you end up in the lottery, and try to trade the guys again, just kind of slow play this thing, or are you going to trade for a guy?
I think it's generic and not sexy. You got to play the cards that you're dealt. Like, you can explore trades all you want to. That doesn't mean you're going to be able to trade anybody.
Yeah.
You can call Atlanta. You could call Memphis. You can call anyone you want to. That doesn't mean they're going to be receptive to your phone call.
Right.
Like, this whole idea, they're going to trade this and this and this. Great. The most appealing player that the Sacramento Kings probably have for a larger portion of the league is almost certainly DeMar DeRozan. He's a professional. He does a variety of different things well, and his contract is manageable. I think more teams than not will take that. That is not the case for Dennis Schroeder. That is not the case for Domantas Sabonis, and it's not the case for Zach LaVine.
Yeah.
So you may want to trade somebody. That doesn't mean that you can.
Right. Yeah, it's one of those things where you've got to go from the ground up, it feels like, whether that's with a trade or with a draft, and hit, like we talked about, hit on all your moves, hit on all your decisions. Like you've got to. You've got to cash in on maybe not 100%, nobody's 100%, but you got to cash in on 85 to 90% of these decisions that you make over the next 2 years or so, 2-3 years.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the most uncomfortable part about all that you can't miss. Scott Perry, unfortunately, is not afforded that opportunity.
Right.
You can't miss. You have to be Sam Presti. You have to hit on your draft picks.
And the trades. Like, whoever you trade for, I think at some point he is going to take a swing on a guy, whether that's Ja Morant, whether that's Jonathan Kuminga, like those type of guys, a young prospect or an established, you know, veteran all-star. Mm-hmm. You got to make sure that guy is right. Like, if he would have got Kuminga this offseason, yeah, you better make sure Kuminga's capable of everything that you're hoping that he can be, and be part of the rebranding and the rebuilding of this franchise.
Kuminga, to me, made so much sense, because if it didn't work, it wasn't the end of the world. It wasn't like Trey. Like, if you acquired Trey, and obviously the upside for one, at least as we know them today, is far, far greater than the other. Like, Trey's a all-star, potential all-NBA type player. We don't exactly know what Jonathan Kuminga is. Of course, Draymond Green was taking shots, at least perceived shots, at Jonathan Kuminga, mm-hmm. and I guess pods too. I'm not really sure. I never know. Draymond Green's message was as cute, confusing as Doug Christie's. I don't know who they're talking about anymore. All I know is when the Warriors aren't winning, it's everyone else's fault except for his.
Right.
But I thought Kuminga was so interesting because if you miss, I think it's a solid chance to take. It's a young player. It's a player who could grow in your organization. You tag him along with, you know, the Keegans and whoever else is Neek, whoever else might be a part of that group and move forward. And if it doesn't work, like, okay, it's not that big of a deal. It sucks that one didn't really work out. Malik is playing incredible, which is funny given that he was the primary focus, it seems, of most of those discussions.
Yeah.
I'm always going to cover this team with passion, and we'll try to make this as fun as possible. But I said this to you earlier. Tonight's definitely it's kind of a moment for me. Mm. I don't know how to if they and again 4-8 if they win tonight.
Yeah,
that's nothing to be overly excited about. But it'll be just enough to where it's like, all right, I see a pulse.
Yeah,
like I'm not asking you to pull the plug because I see a pulse. Like, come on, man, fight. I feel like you're flatlined if you lose tonight. I know it's the second night of a back-to-back, and that's tough. I know the game is very literally less than 24 hours after your last game, and even just the start time, not even the end time. Like, I understand that. But it just a 1-4 homestand, that's tough. That's tough.
Yeah, man. And you're going to have to do it without Zach LaVine, who's already been ruled out for tonight.
Right, yeah. Thanks for bringing that back. Zach LaVine ruled out Domas and someone Malik. Else is questionable. Malik, thank you. Malik was, ankle soreness. Yeah, Domas still dealing with the rib issue. Yeah, so the Kings dropped that one last night, and they'll walk right back into the Golden One Center tonight at 7 o'clock to take on the Atlanta Hawks, in which we hope Dennis Schroeder can make a basket.
Oh, man.
I'll be watching. I feel like during this 10-11 game run, I'm watching the starting lineup pretty closely because it's almost this isn't meant to be an insult at Doug. It's almost comical at this point at the constant changes Doug has to make for one reason or like he has to make a change because Zach LaVine is out. Like I thought we'd see a switch with Russell Westbrook starting at the one. That's probably not going to be possible now because Zach LaVine is out. So you may be starting Dennis and Russ.
Yeah.
Maybe you start Russ and Keon. I don't think that's going to happen. Maybe you start Russ and Neek. I don't know. I don't have answers to nothing. I'm just here with y'all.
We're trying to make it.
Maybe James has answers. We'll talk to him when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hey, I was reading something over the over the weekend. I was reading something yesterday. While we couldn't talk to you, I was just killing time. Do you know what the true this popped in my head earlier when you read the Lambo sign. This is someone's bucket list.
Yeah.
Do you know when the because they use this term in what I was reading, when the Super Bowl halftime performance became a bucket list for artists? Do you know when that started?
No, I'm assuming it's not Mike. Is it Janet?
In 1992, the Super Bowl halftime show was like kids ice skating.
I do remember that actually because it was in Minnesota.
And Fox said, oh, I have an idea. We're going to air in living color. And they aired in living color, similar wrestling fans. Remember Halftime Heat with the little counter in the corner that said countdown to the second half?
Yeah.
In living color did that. And pulled over 20 million viewers from the Super Bowl to watch that. And the very next year, Michael Jackson was the performer for the Super Bowl halftime show. Mm-hmm. They said, we can never allow this to happen again. One thing, you know how much I love Michael Jackson. This was 1993. So this was not Thriller. Mm-hmm. This wasn't even bad.
This is black or white.
This is dangerous.
Yeah.
And Jam didn't crack like the Billboard. Like it, I mean, it charted Billboard, of course, but it wasn't like a number one song. I think Black or White was, but some of his other tracks from that album, you know, the Teddy Riley produced album had a harder edge to it. It didn't land, but there is that iconic moment where he pops up through the scoreboard or something, mm-hmm. and he stands there and the crowd's going crazy. Except they're not. The sound was piped in for television. The crowd in Pasadena didn't see him. And so there's like murmurs and they're kind of looking around and people spot him. And then there starts to be like a sound to it. But Mike's standing there.
Yeah.
And no music is playing. So they think something is wrong. Then the music hits and everybody goes crazy.
Yeah.
But it was kind of a manufactured for television moment. But what's so amazing about that is that after, so that, remember, this is January of 1993. Mm-hmm. He launches the History Tour, I think a year later, 2 years later. He goes all over the country, all over the world, excuse me, except America. He goes all over the world with the History Tour. And every single concert, and I have like 20 of them, starts the same way, where he either pops through a stage or he comes out of a spaceship and stands there, just like he did at the Super Bowl. But the crowd was conditioned to respond the way that they thought he did at the Super Bowl,
yeah.
And they go crazy for, and I think there's one in Munich where it's like 7.5 minutes. They're screaming. And then he takes off his glasses and they scream for another 2.5 minutes. He hasn't done anything yet.
Yeah.
And it's all based off of that Super Bowl performance that wasn't real.
That's fantastic.
It was amazing.
Great job by Mike or the TV people, whoever decided let's use the crowd noise.
And you love the American Dream. Remember Joe telling him, "Get your ass on stage." Yeah. And Mike's like, "No." And the crowd's roaring, roaring, roaring. And Joe is screaming at him, "Get on stage." No. And he waits and he waits and he waits. And it's because the crowd is getting louder and louder. This is on the Victory Tour. And then finally he appears on stage and the crowd, of course, goes crazy.
Yeah.
And he learned the art of anticipation.
Uh-huh.
And he allowed just his presence to create a crowd reaction.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
That's dope. I saw a video the other day.
Jesse got that? Is that the Super Bowl right
this
there?
The Winter Wonderland one.
Oh, yeah. My God. Pull this
that
up,
was
please.
The Minneapolis one.
Okay, yeah, here they are. This, before yeah. before the Super Bowl halftime was the Super Bowl halftime, here they are. The Winter Wonderland.
Spectacular.
Oh,
Winter Magic.
Oh, my God.
All right, turn it to Fox.
All right, oh, look. Man. Oh, bruh. Hey,
what's Keenan
Can
Andrew
you
Wayne's talking
imagine?
About?
It's 15 minutes of this, by the
what's,
way.
What's Damon Wayans talking about?
Look 13 at
minutes,
this.
Excuse me.
Come to Minnesota where winter's the hottest time of the year.
Who the hell are they?
Winter Magic.
All right, man.
Is that. I thought that was Mary Lou Redden, but she was too tall.
Mom, what's Jim Carrey talking about, bro? Jennifer Lopez on the other. On the
oh,
other
that's
station.
That's crazy. This is crazy. This is
yeah,
incredible.
It's that for 13 minutes.
Oh, my God.
That
goodness.
Is incredible. Yeah.
Wow.
So they,
wow.
My God. Who that? Look at this
What's
guy.
What's this guy up to?
He's on a snowmobile.
It looks like Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, this is awful.
Jeez.
So this
We're
was
not making
the,
no money from
this was
today.
The last year of that type of Super Bowl performance.
Damn.
And that's when we started getting the Michael Jackson and
that was horrible.
And everything that,
that
followed.
Was awful. That was awful. I saw, speaking of Mike, I saw a video the other day of Mike accepting, I don't know if it was a Grammy. I'm not sure. It was an award. He accepted an award. And he he goes on stage and shakes the hand. I forgot who the presenters were.
Oh, and he kisses the girl, and she falls apart. Thoroughly. Yeah.
Oh.
That was the year he won all of the Grammys. Yeah.
She almost lost it right there on
maybe
stage.
Maybe you must have sent it to me. That popped up on my algorithm somehow. I was like, what is this? Because there's always the one that circulates where he goes, I said if I'd win, I won this award, if I won more Grammy, this one, I'd take my glasses off. And he doesn't want to do it, and he kind of like stops, and then he takes his glasses off and waves and walks off. That's the one that's shown from that award show the most. But I saw that one. It must have been for the first time.
Yeah, like, I'd never seen it before.
And the woman goes, she's like, That was great.
She was going through it.
That was great. I used our day to read. It was terrific. I was reading about Thriller and how the first version of Thriller came back, because this is in the, you know, with vinyl, you have like 25 minutes on each side before you start sacrificing quality. And they got the first press of Thriller back, and it didn't sound the way they wanted it to. And Quincy and Mike are playing it. And this is, The Girl Is Mine is the first single that's out. So it's already out. It's been out for 2 weeks. And so they're listening to the vinyl, and they're all kind of looking at each other, and Mike's devastated. Like they said, I think Rob Temperton said he like stormed out of the room. Like he had tears streaming down his face. He was like, we put all of this work into what we thought was going to be the greatest album of all time, and it sounds terrible. And Quincy Jones, like, God, man, just like, I just marveled. This was because the story was about Quincy.
Yeah.
About what a genius he is. And he was like, okay. He contacted Sony. He was like, we can't put this out. And he was like, you have to. Like, this album's due. He was like, we need to fix it. And they said, fine, man, you got 10 days. Huh. Whatever next album you print, that's the album, whether you like it or not. Quincy said, everybody go home. For the next 48 hours, go home. Don't think about this album. We're not recording nothing. We're not doing anything. But in 2 days, we're coming back, and we are going to fix this album. And they came back, and they cut like the original version of. So Thriller's like a 5-minute and 57-second song. They cut a Vincent Price verse out of the Darkness Falls Across the Land. They cut a third verse out of that to shorten it to 5 minutes and 57 seconds. The original Billie Jean is 6 minutes and 18 seconds.
That's my song, too.
So keep in mind, you're talking about 50 minutes worth of vinyl length, and two songs are already topping out at 13 minutes. So Quincy was like, we're not cutting songs out. We're cutting parts of songs. So they cut the intro to Billie Jean. They cut a verse out of The Lady in My Life and completely rearranged it. They cut a verse out of Human Nature. They cut that speaking part out of Thriller and condensed it to the part, played it, and now we've got the greatest album we've ever heard.
Quincy Jones.
Quincy's a genius.
Yes.
They were playing. Okay, I'll move on after this. I just thought this was incredible. They were telling, Rod Temperton's telling the story how we cut 80 different versions of Billie Jean. And on the 81st, we were like, Quincy, we got it. And Quincy comes in like, what the hell have you guys been doing? Play it, Mike. And they play this version of Billie Jean, and Quincy's there listening to it. He goes, that's pretty amazing. He's like, go back to the second one that you played, the second one that you made. Remember, they're on 81. He's like, go to the second one and play it. And they play the second version of Billie Jean, and that's the one we know. He knew, like Quincy's a man. I know it's stupid to say Quincy's a genius.
Nah, he really, but Quincy really is genius.
Goodness gracious.
Really is.
And like, I'm just envisioning, like imagine just telling Michael Jackson, no, that's not it. Like, Michael was the one who wanted the long Billie Jean intro because he was like, it makes you want to dance. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, you can have it. But when push came to shove, it's like, yeah, we need to cut that out, or we're going to have to cut the whole song out, which we can't do. So we need to cut this intro down. You can still have the that gets everybody excited, but we have to shorten it, and it'll make the album work the way you want it to.
What was the other song? There was another song that Mike was vehemently against the start of it, and Quincy, I think I talked about this on the show before, but Quincy was like, no, you're doing it this way. And he's like, no, this is stupid. Like, I hate it. It's wrong. And it's not, I can't, I'm not going to remember right now. And it's either like Off the Wall or Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. But Mike hated the beginning of the song.
Oh, it was the talking part in Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just thinking because the force, it's got a lot of power. It was that part, which they mimicked on PYT.
Yeah. Yes.
He does the same thing on PYT because everybody went crazy for the thing he did on Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
And Mike didn't want it.
Right.
Mike, him and Quincy fought for a while about like, and then Quincy was like, God damn it, I'm the producer.
I don't think that is what Quincy Jones sounds like at all.
He said, I'm the producer and this is how you're going to do the song. And that's how we're, that also reminds me of like, who was it? I think it was one of the writers, one of the people who worked with Usher. And they talked about how Usher thought Yeah was so stupid when they read the song lyrics and all this. He's like, this is dumb. Like, nobody talks like this. And the producer, I think it might have been the execs, are like, no, you're going to do this song. Like, this is a hit. He's like, this ain't no hit. Like, we're going to do this little sorry song, and you guys are going to see this is not a hit. And sure enough.
Mm-hmm. RP says, that whole album was fantastically produced. Wasn't it Michael Jackson who advocated for the guitar solo and beat it when Quincy didn't want it? No. What happened on that was they had the drummer and I think the guitarist from the group Toto. They were doing the, because Mike used to make songs just by noises. He would like record something at home and he'd go, I want the song to sound like this. And Quincy would figure out what instrument matches the sound that Mike is making. And they were like, all right, the guitar is cool, but this isn't going to work for the solo. So Quincy was like, I'm going to call Eddie Van Halen to do it. And he called Eddie Van Halen. He's like, hey, it's Quincy Jones. And Eddie hung up on him. And he called him like three times. So finally, Quincy calls someone else and says, hey, tell Eddie Van Halen Quincy Jones is trying to reach him. So Eddie finally answers. He's like, oh, my God, I didn't think it was you. He was like, hey, Mike wants, I want you to do something with Michael Jackson. You have free reign to do what you want. Can you come to the studio? So he goes to Mike's house and where the studio was, and they recorded three different versions. He was like, do what you want. Mm. And Eddie hears the song, and he just starts playing the guitar. He does it for free.
Mm.
Man. And that's the guitar solo we know on Beat It.
Classic. Classic
stuff. I also learned that the howling at the beginning of Thriller is Michael Jackson. They were trying to get a dog to do it, but they couldn't. And Mike finally goes, forget it, man, I'll do it. And they worked with, it's like four or five different like tracks stacked up on each other. But that howling that you hear at the very beginning of Thriller is Michael Jackson.
Legendary stuff. Legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.